Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Why didn't you hire this person? I don't know what his prize would have been, but it would have been worth it.
One of the few times Tommy Lee Jones has been a bad guy in his movie career.
Come on, that's not striking off, sir. That's striking off.
Let this be a learning experience, gentlemen. If you resist, we will kill you and the man next to you. Now move out of here in an orderly fashion.
All right, movie music by the Regulators from the movie Under Siege, which was the number one movie during this week in 1992. The song is called Whiskey Fever. Tommy Lee Jones, Gary Busey, and a cast of really...
Steven Seagal.
Yeah, well, he was the good guy.
He was the good guy.
Busey made a crazy bad guy. And Tommy Lee Jones was... Well, it ended badly for him, as I recall. But it was an interesting movie, to be sure.
It was good.
The next one was the train one. Where they're trying to shoot down, what was it, the satellites or something from a train?
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a couple of bad.
All Steven Seagal movies are the same, but they're fun.
Exactly. Yeah, just take place in different locations, right. That's all. I'm surprised Roberta doesn't have all of Steven Seagal's movies in her DVD collection.
I've never seen one.
Haven't you?
No.
Oh, my God. You don't know what you're missing, Roberta.
No. If it doesn't have zombies or vampires in it, I'm not interested.
All right. So what's that show I was just talking about? Screen Queens or something?
Yeah.
Is that about zombies?
I don't know. Never saw it.
But no, it's a TV show, Roberta.
Okay. I never saw it.
But doesn't it make? I've never seen it. All right. In a moment, we talk about Jennifer Lawrence, not necessarily from a point of view that you might have expected. She's blaming herself for one of her problems, and we'll talk about that in a moment here on Good Day.
Think Green. Harrison with you. In London, city folk are thinking green by taking matters into their own hands. No longer are they waiting for cleanup of their rundown neighborhoods. Instead, they've created teams of green gorillas, that's G-U-E-R-I-L-L-A-S, who head out after dark and plant flowers and green grass in slum areas. Richard H. is a green gorilla.
What I focus on is neglected public land, because it's a win-win situation, and the process of actually doing it as well is hugely satisfying.
Needless to say, police see these green gorillas planting flowers in slums as trespassing.
Well, you're committing offences, what you're doing now. It's not your property. You've got no lawful authority to be doing what you're doing, any of you. Mm-hmm. So you're liable to arrest.
Yeah. You've not got permission to do it, so now quite happily take you into custody for criminal damage. If that's the way you want to go.
I don't know. I don't want to go that way.
Right, okay. Well,
Well, it's a start from the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Today on App Check, with iDate, find your perfect match. Too bad it crashes a lot, costs $50 a year, and gives you matches thousands of miles away.
You stink.
iDate.
Struck out. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Jennifer Lawrence, one of the rising stars, wouldn't we all agree when it comes right down to it?
Yes.
Who's getting more attention? What woman actress or woman actor is getting more attention than Jennifer Lawrence? She was interviewed. There's a new movie that she's in. She's out promoting it. Yeah. So she didn't get paid the same as the male stars in that. And she didn't want to do the last one, but she was contractually obligated to do it for something like $80,000. And at the moment, she's probably getting $8 million a picture, I would guess. Wouldn't you? Maybe even more than that.
Wow.
Big bucks.
So I'm looking at this.
What?
I'm looking at the IMDb top 10 most popular actresses right now.
She's number one.
No.
Oh, isn't she?
No.
Where is she on the list?
Not even on the top 10.
You're kidding.
Who's number one?
Number 10, Emilia Clarke from Terminator Genesis. Kate Mara from 127 Hours.
Okay.
Number 8,
so
Bella
this is
Thorne,
a bogus
Blended.
List. This is a bogus list.
It's IMDb.
If she,
that's
I don't
most
care.
Popular
if she,
who's,
no.
Who's number
I don't
one?
Know any
number
of those.
Jamie Alexander.
Who's
from,
that?
From Are you
Thor,
kidding?
Thor, The Dark World.
Baloney. That's
no,
a
Jamie Alexander
BS list.
Is my cousin's fiance.
Good for her.
That's Peter Facinelli's fiance. And she's in that new TV show called Blind Spot about the tattoo
Richard,
girl.
Kenny, am I right about this? Isn't Jennifer Lawrence the most talked about actress? Wouldn't you say in terms of what actresses get attention.
She's popular, but I wouldn't say she's the most talked about.
Who do you think is?
Dakota Johnson, 50 Shades of Grey at number 7.
Really? Anyway,
this is IMDb.
Jennifer Lawrence
says, Amy Schumer on there?
She didn't seek more money for her roles because she didn't want to come across as difficult or spoiled or hard to deal with.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, I suppose that's good. Anyway, I don't agree with that IMDb list, by the way.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.